DJ, drop a beat.
Not another podcast.
Not another podcast.
Not another podcast.
What the hell is wrong with you people?
Not another podcast.
All right, you primitive screwheads, listen up.
James.
I am sick and tired of everyone telling me I'm confused.
Bryce.
We're reckless, arrogant, stupid dicks.
Big Jim.
Wubble up a dub dub. That's my catchphrase, remember?
Samantha.
I have one job on this lousy ship. It's stupid, but I'm gonna do it, okay?
Dan.
I don't know who you are, but I have a very particular lack of skills. I will never be able to find you.
Not another podcast.
Okay, so I just hit record. Y'all, welcome to Not Another Podcast.
Hello.
James is not here.
The James Free Edition.
We murdered him. He was quite tasty. We each took a nondiscreet package to an undisclosed location. And then when you look at it on a map, it makes a smiley face.
Was I supposed to deliver that?
Oh, yes, crap.
I ate that for dinner last night.
Oh, well, that's fine. As long as it's gone.
Thought it sat funny.
Yeah, those bones, man. Oh, good. Big Jam is joining the call. He had to run a little late today.
Jam!
Who just had a birthday. I did admit him. Oh, there he is.
I was like, I don't see him yet.
It's Jam.
Hi, sweetheart. Connecting to audio. Oh, this is top tier quality programming right here.
I got to get an actual webcam.
You guys hear me?
Yeah,
yes,
you're a little low if you want to turn your volume up.
Again, top tier quality productions right here, ladies and gentlemen.
Ever said that. I made no such promises.
I say it's the best, so whatever.
See?
Whatever. See?
That just made Sam the liar.
What? I am not a liar, y'all.
How's that?
Y'all.
Is that better?
Yes, sir. Okay. Enunciate. We want to hear all that you have to say.
All of
Ain't
the
no
things.
Thing.
But a chicken wing.
Alrighty.
So
Swing State, Pennsylvania coming in.
Good job, Jim.
Yay.
On you, buddy.
Well, my state done fucked up.
Oh yeah, your state's always fucked up.
Yeah, we don't talk about
your state's no longer a swing state.
You really dropped the ball on this one.
Hey, until this election, the last 60 years, Ohio has been on the side of whoever won. So definitely still a swing state, but the area I currently live in and the area I grew up in were both hard blue. So
the only areas that mattered, right?
Yeah. The big C's, Columbus and Cleveland.
Cincinnati. Oh, Cleveland.
I don't know if Cincinnati was blue, but I'm sure it was.
They were.
You know what
every major, you know every major population.
C?
What?
Cunt.
Caucasian. I was gonna say cock. You went cunt. All right, that's a little harsh, but
no,
correct.
I'm on a mission. I think we should normalize the word cunt. It is not that big
Agreed.
Of a freaking deal.
Thank you, Samantha.
And normalize talking about periods too, which is blood that comes out of a cunt.
One thing at a time. Let's normalize the cunt first. And
Bryce
then
is like, I'm so uncomfortable.
I don't care.
I know you don't care. I'm just messing.
Literally,
yeah,
don't care.
I give a fuck less myself. It's like, it's English. It is the agreed upon language.
I say this. I say, you know, of all the words that are in that same kind of derogatory kind of circle, cunt is not the worst that's in the group, right? Cunt is a soft sounding word. It just rolls off the tongue, pun intended. Now, other words in this genre, I disagree with, like snatch. That's a horrible word.
Gash.
Axe wound. Well, that's more of two words. First off,
I'm not a fan of gash. But,
yeah, I don't like gash.
Yeah, twat is a horrible word. Then just look what your face does when you say twat. Right.
I feel like that one's funnier just out of sheer principle.
I don't enunciate
what the face
quite
has
as much.
To go through to get that out. Twat.
Twat.
It's a little better with a little less enunciation.
Right.
Twat.
Twat.
Fucking twat.
Twat. Twat.
So, but again, so
it's
those
the
words,
ducks.
You know, because here's the thing. To me, what if I hear someone referred to as a cunt, to me, this is what that word would bring with me, the connotations that would come with it. I would think she is a strong, opinionated woman that doesn't take shit. Now, are those bad things? And if it's a male equivalent, why is it that those things are looked as attributes and not so much when it comes to the opposite sex?
Because most of the time, as far as I understand, if you're referring to someone as a cunt, it's because those strong, very powerful opinions are horribly wrong.
There is a girl deserve
to be mentioned as such.
There is a girl that I used to deal with, and used to be part of a group.
Can't understand natural truths.
Oh, I like that.
Thank you, Gary Busey. You're
welcome. That was this girl. I mean, narcissist to the frickin' max. And I just refer to her as the cunt. Because that's truth. Like, she's an asshole.
She's not a cunt. She's the cunt.
The.
That's the title. The cunt right that there. All cunts should be measured against.
Now, but again, why the one cunt necessarily to rule them all? Does it have to be that she's wrong?
It does go on a finger, Bryce.
You know, uh-huh. I mean, I because I see, like, you know, if when a woman, like, we'll say business, we'll take business for example. If a woman is ambitious, she's a go-getter, and she's bloodthirsty, she's mm-hmm. looked at as a dragon lady, and no one wants to work with her. But if it's a guy, he's idolized. They make, you know, Wolf of Wall Street, shit like that. So to flip the script a little bit, I would say, a cunt is just a hardworking woman that doesn't give a fuck about how you feel, what you think. She's got one destination in mind. That's the finish line. And if you want to see it, you can check it out from her rear view as she's crossing it.
This just reminds me of, like, we're taking it back. We're taking the word
back.
Wait a minute.
Let's be fair, though. Men on the whole, as I've been told by a number of social medias, are inherently stupid. And only our smallest victories are wagered in good sense. The rest of the shit we do is just like, well, yeah, that's normal. Good for you, buddy. I mean, have you ever seen fail videos?
Yeah, you did
videos?
The bare minimum.
Exactly. So, I mean, we can't really equate a good term to that in a shortened amount of words. Because let's face it, I mean, the last 4 years... I'm going to say I've run through the gauntlet of insults as far as, like, ways to describe a certain individual. But my newest favorite one is loser.
Yes.
As eloquently put. That was brilliant, was it not? Jim Carrey and his freakishly accurate makeup.
Right. Perfect.
It's so perfect. Good. And Maya Rudolph as Kamala Harris sounds just like her. Her impersonation is wonderful. I was like, oh my gosh. So
I guess to circle round, though, for the absolute pinnacle of terrible manhood will now be called Trump.
Yeah. So, the male equivalent.
Don't be such a fucking cunt. Trump. I like that.
And if someone gets upset about it, you can just look at them and say, fuck your feelings.
Yeah.
At least it's not Santorum. That guy got fucked with that.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And well, he fucked with the wrong gay man. As far as, I mean, he fucked with the wrong gay man. Dude, Dan Savage, I mean, the last name is not just coincidence. He went savage on Santorum.
Yeah.
Oh, my God. And justifiably so. So
it's been a weird week.
It's been a very crazy couple weeks.
Yeah.
So how many of you guys are worried about the coup that is currently being enacted? Everyone?
Don't give a fuck.
Show hands. You don't care? You don't care if El Presidente fascist stays in power?
It hasn't happened since the 1800s, but it can happen.
One of the beautiful things that I saw come across, I think it was John Oliver, from the security department at the White House, they said, we are more than capable and able of removing trespassers.
Yeah, but that's not the point. Like
that's not what different. I'm talking about. I'm not that's worried about different. Them throwing him on his ass at all.
Yeah, that'll
I'm worried
happen
about
on
him
January
stealing
20th.
The election. Yes.
Yeah, the Electoral College, because right now they can put in legislatures to ensure a blue state gives their electoral votes to Trump. So yes. The Electoral College can effectively negate the will of the people.
They can circumvent the will of the people because the states run how the elections are done in each state.
But she has, but Biden has the Electoral College, though.
He nope. does, but they still have to vote.
They have to certify their
So they don't vote until
votes.
December, exactly. So this the each
I'm
each legislature.
All this too.
Yes, yeah, each legislature. I learned this last time, which was pretty cool. But each legislature from each state has their own process for how their votes are allocated to their electorates. Mm-hmm. They then tell the electorates that this is how you're voting. The electorates are the ones who actually vote for the president. Mm-hmm. Go ahead.
I would say Van Jones just did a great video on YouTube. It's about 16 minutes long, but it is worth it, breaking down each section of the Constitution that talks about the Electoral College and what can happen and what you're allowed to do with it. It needs to go.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. And it has needed to go for some time.
Oh, yeah. It's an outdated system that we don't need anymore. But basically, until the Electoral College goes in front of the Senate and casts their votes, there is no official president, president-elect. That happens, I believe...
December 14th. Early,
yes. There you go. So what states could do is they could lax laws that prevent faithless electors, where an elector says that they're going to vote the way that they're supposed to and change their mind, because lots of states have penalties, or some states were smart enough to say if they go against what we've decided is our electors. So if they say we're going Democrat, so all our electors have to vote Democrat. If an elector comes up and says, I cast my vote for the Republican, their vote is immediately negated and they're immediately fired and replaced.
Wow.
There's only a few states that do that. Most of them just have severe penalties, which are usually financial, mm-hmm. which yeah. if you have someone who is willing to pay for it.
Yeah. But at this point it's shown that he doesn't have any money. You know,
he's getting more donations that are getting funneled to him. Yeah, so I mean, he's able to finagle it enough.
Which 60% of those donations go to his back fees for legal fees and stuff. That's not for this election; it's for back pay for other things. So over half of your donations to that cheese flaky snowflake, Cheetoy snowflake. There we go. I saw a bag of Cheeto snowflakes, and I was like, ha 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 ha. So, yes, over half of your donation to that moron is going not to what you think it's going to. Yeah. So you're wasting
it. But also the election that we see the way we do, where everyone in the state votes for the president, is been decided by the states. Mm-hmm. And each state could change that. So they could basically cancel all people in that state's votes and use their own legislature to cast their votes.
And the only reason they can do that, or one of the only reasons that they can justify that changing their vote, their state from blue to back to red. So take Pennsylvania and Georgia, for instance, that they're so hotly contested right now. And Trump has so many legal As no matter how flimsy they are, he's just throwing legal shit at them.
Oh, yeah, he's going
to
throw everything at them.
To tie up the courts to prevent the state from certifying the results. Therefore, that renders the state as they have not made a choice, because every state has to have made a definitive choice by December 14th. And if they have not, the electors can choose what they want. So he's trying to stop them from certifying. Now, again, this has not happened since the 1800s, late 1800s. But it's possible, and it's going to be horrible for everyone. But that's just, you know, I'm just learning all this, too. Like, holy crap.
My hope is that the hole that he's...
Whoa. What was that, Danny?
Thank you, Dan.
Thank you, Robot Dan.
Oh, no.
I think he froze.
Yep.
Beer
Jim
in hand.
Started talking. I'm like, I'm gonna let him ride.
Okay, Jim, go ahead.
I was just gonna say my main hope is just that the hole that's been dug is so deep that no one else is gonna want to jump in with him or try to start climbing out. Now that, you know, there's an opportunity to be like, well, I'd much rather be a disgraced, you know, a politician and deal with that fallout for the next 4 years as opposed to continue on this, like, fucking Indiana Jones Temple of Doom, trying to escape the temple, like, fucking roller coaster from hell. So, you know, I know that the Electoral College, they still have to vote. And that's what fucked me up the last time and almost kept me from ever voting ever again was, I think it was Bush's reelection. Mm-hmm. And there was a state that went Florida. Against. Yeah. Went
so against what happened in Florida? Voted. Well, they didn't go against it. They tried to get a recount in specific areas and they took it up to the Supreme Court. They tied it up long enough that there wasn't enough time to do it.
In Florida,
so they weren't allowed to recount and change blue,
and
which
that was
they would
the,
have.
And that's the exact example of the state had not made a decision by the time the Electoral College. Yep. Yeah. So Danny, you were going to say something before you got all frozen up.
Oh, no, I didn't freeze up. I just decided, like I said, I was going to let Jim do his.
No,
oh,
your no, computer, you froze. Yeah, your computer froze while you were saying.
My biggest concern is not necessarily that buttfuckery will be afoot here, but more so that if he does, to me, it seems like only one side is fighting the fight. You know what I mean? In the respects that Biden and Harris both know the score and know what kind of person he is, and their cabinet knows about these types of tactics. They also understand the nature of, you know, dicking with the electoral votes and forcing people to do things that they wouldn't normally do. So to me, if he wins that way, that means that he was the only one paying attention and the only one who had people who understood those types of rules well enough to abuse them. And for me, that in and of itself is problematic because I don't like that notion that he's the only one paying attention in this game. But secondly, to me, it also just bored him for one reason or another, whatever fucking backwater reason that may be. But at the same time, to do that kind of buttfuckery to keep your position as president, doesn't that just overly invalidate your argument for being there in the first place?
Well, yeah, and
so much so that you had to abuse the system that you're supposed to be fighting so hard for to keep a job that, let's face it, you are not qualified to keep.
And he doesn't even really want.
And to me, that just...
He wants it. He desperately
Exactly,
wants it.
And it's like...
No, well, he wants the power. He does not.
That's exactly. He wants the power.
Yes. Of narcissism.
He wants the power. He does not want the job. He wants all the praise and mushroom licking without doing any work.
Hold on, mushroom licking. We have a title for the show.
Exactly. And that's my problem.
I don't even want to challenge that. I don't want any of us to try and challenge that mushroom licking.
Not gonna try.
That's all right.
I was going to call it cunt until you called it out.
and that's a big part of my fear of this is a lot of it is the repercussions are to the politicians that are willing to do this.
Mm-hmm.
But look at how much of a following Trump has that they may be willing to take that chance because he might be able to fuck the system up so much that he stays in power because he's got the Supreme Court.
Well, there's two runoffs in January that will determine that.
They're going to be close. I'm not optimistic.
I'm praying every day, but also, but Danny, the Biden and Harris team were ready for this. They had lawyers ready. They were prepared.
That's what I figured.
They knew he was going to do this shit.
Yeah, I mean, he's been saying he's going to do this for the last 4 years. He's cried foul on 2016 and projected foul in 2020, and is crying it now. So. Yeah. But they're ready. They have lawyers. They have one of the top Bo something. I forgot his Breedlove? Name. Huh?
Breedlove?
Is that it?
No, it's not it.
Oh, I don't remember his name. But he's got this, like, wonderful attorney that is just like, no, I'm going to fuck these people up. And I'm like, yes, do it. So
I looked at some of the I saw some of the transcripts from one of the court hearings. And yes. They were like, the court was like, so basically you have no evidence that anything has happened. And they're like, yes. It's like, come on, stop wasting our fucking time. They're just trying to push it up to the Supreme Court, hoping that Trump's court will agree with them and they can throw out all of the absentee ballots or anything that they can throw out.
Kavanaugh came out and said something that he wouldn't, that he would go with the will of the people. And Kavanaugh and the first guy that
Gorsuch
put in, both said that they would go with the will of the people.
I would hope that they weren't that stupid, because if there was ever a Democratic majority, they would be removed from the Supreme Court.
At the very least, Amy Coney Barrett needs to be out of there.
Oh, she is so unqualified. Fuck her.
Yeah, I'm
piece of shit.
Exceedingly angry about that one.
I know. And if we don't get the majority in the Senate, we're stuck with this fucking shit show.
Ladies, our cunts are on the line.
Yeah.
In or out.
In or out. Samantha puts it out there for you. In or out, ladies. Cunts on the line.
I want a banner that says
Bob
that.
Bayer is one of his counsel.
That guy. And he's like, I'm gonna take it to him. Like, this dude's no joke. So
yeah,
at least that's how he was described.
They hired actual lawyers.
Yeah, yeah, not crazy. Yeah. Giuliani.
Space law. Idiots.
Wait, space law is not a thing?
They literally had a guy who has this theory on some crazy ass space law. It's fucking ridiculous.
In space, no one can hear you sue.
It's true.
Jettison him.
The imposter was Donald Trump.
Well, what's hilarious was the whole shit that went down with the Four Seasons.
Okay.
And how it was like,
all right, yes! Democracy dies between a crematorium and a porn shop.
Bring it on over here. And then it turns into what I meant by that was Four Seasons lawn care or
that
whatever.
Was the t-shirts, hilarious.
The t-shirts that those guys have come up with, and I really hope that they're raking, literally, there's like Make America Rake
just
Again.
Just remember. The owner of that company is pro-Trump, so don't buy any of their shit.
Oh, well, that sucks.
You know
my big problem that I have, though, too?
Hmm.
And this is a personal issue I have. Watching the votes get counted and things like that, although I was happy that at first, you know, Biden and Harris were projected to be winners, what saddened me about it was, and this was a meme that I saw and it really kind of struck home, it goes, if you're pro-Trump, that doesn't necessarily mean you're racist, but it's not a deal breaker.
Yeah, yep.
And so for over the better part of damn near a little under half of our country is cool with somebody being in charge of this country who is a racist, misogynist, narcissist.
Yeah.
And to me, that's distressing in and of itself. It's like, yeah, we might win this election, but America, not by enough. On the whole,
it should
we
be
lost.
A fucking yeah. It should we be lost. Like 200. It should be 250 million to 1. Trump should be the only one voting for himself.
Yep.
Yeah.
Now, maybe Don Jr.
This country has a long-standing run with the Trump. Idea of being free to practice your beliefs as you see fit. I didn't really think of Nazism as a belief when I was a kid that would be respected in this country, but apparently it is.
Yeah.
And that's the distressing part about this whole election is it has literally become fine to be a human piece of garbage.
Yeah.
And to support a human piece of garbage who has power over your life and is doing nothing to help you.
No.
Yeah, and on the coronavirus fucking like Ohio seeing record fucking cases every day. And it's ridiculous. Finally, DeWine came out and was like, okay, let's do something about this. Because after he lost Amy Acton, the Republicans came hard for him. And then he just stopped doing stuff. Or stopped enforcing things for the state because he started off so well. Ohio was doing really well and then just tanked. But so we're seeing record cases across the United States and Trump is just like, whatever, I don't give a shit. And he's still talking about himself. He's still talking about the election. He's doing nothing to help people. And he never was anyway. He doesn't give a shit. So I cannot wrap my head around the support. I can't. I cannot. Like it makes... Yep. Zero sense.
It baffles me. Exactly. The people that vote against their own self-interest, the people that are like, oh, the left is all about welfare. And it's like, are you going to be on Social Security? That's a fucking socialist program. Go fuck yourself. Let's take away your Social Security. Exactly. Yeah. Medicare, Medicaid, go fuck yourselves. You guys are going to use these systems that were put in place, but now you demand them.
Oh, yes, yesterday, Senator Stark.
Please tell me you told someone to fuck themselves about that.
Oh, I wish. No one said it yet. I really want people to say certain things because I see other people that like have like posted that they've said this. And I'm like, please, someone in my feed be this dumb. there's people that are like, well, if Biden takes the presidency, I'm going to move to Canada. Which is fucking hilarious because of their social policies.
Yes, I'm just exactly. Like, what? I wish we were like Canada. Yeah. Yes, fuck. I wish we were like Canada. God
and then
damn.
Canadians are like, we don't fucking want you. No,
don't.
You're gonna bring your diseased ass over here? No.
I know.
We're nope, full. Nobody up wants it.
Hey, so I just wanna... can I jump in real quick? I saw this documentary. On YouTube, and it blew my mind. Did you guys know that there was an assassination attempt made on Trump right before he was going to be elected?
No.
It was a documentary. It was called The Boy Who Tried to Kill Trump.
Huh.
And it's on YouTube.
Well, at least you put it in charge.
And you know what the fucked up thing is? Was an American. He was from England, and he had Asperger's.
Ah,
so wrap your head around that for just a minute. And so here's this kid, totally peaceful, living in London with his family. And like, it's like so stereotypically British. It's like they squeak when they walk, you know, if they fart, they apologize and write you a letter, you know, like it's just, they're just so
they're not Canadian, but we get it.
Yeah. But he, this kid, Michael Sanford. He fell into a deep depression and started focusing on death and specifically the end of the world. And he got very stressed out about things that he was looking at in the media that he felt were ushering in the end of the world. And then what he began to focus on mostly was Trump. Now, this was before he was even elected. So this kid's like an X-Man. Like, he's got the ability to see into the fucking future. He needs to be brought to the Xavier School.
So that reminds me. I'm sorry. I'll let you finish your story.
Okay. So he's, like I said, he falls in this depression and he starts seeing all this stuff and he's still living in England. And so he makes this decision. He convinces his family, he's like, I met this girl online and she's an American, I'm going to move over there. And so his family take like some of their savings and they rent a hotel, they rent a flat for him, as they say, and for a year, all prepaid for and everything else. And so they interviewed the landlord, they're like, nicest kid I ever met, like he couldn't kill a fly. And so there he goes to Las Vegas where there's this big rally. And he gets there a week before, he goes to a gun range, he tries to familiarize himself with firearms because he's never shot a gun before. Like, think about what's going through this kid's head. And so I'm thinking to myself, like, well, what was his plan? So, and the guy at the gun range, you could tell, was a total Trump supporter, but was like baffled at this kid. He's like, he was super polite, said please and thank you so much that like it almost got annoying. And like he's like a horrible shot. Like he pulls out, he shows like the thing. He's like, he fired 20 shots and he came in and he thanked us all and everything else. He's like, no one says thank you. They just, you know, spit at us and leave or whatever. So day comes, the rally's happening. He's in line. This guy behind him asks to hold his space for a second while he gets into costume. And so Michael holds his line. This guy leaves, comes back, and he's got this huge, like, as if he were going to be at Trump Palace tooting a horn to let the world know that Trump was about to walk out. Like, this was the costume that he got into. And so he comes back to get in line, and Michael takes a look at me and just has this look of disgust on his face. And he goes, I thought that was kind of strange, considering I thought he was a Trump supporter. So here's his plan. The thing starts. Trump comes out. He's doing his garbage fucking thing, blowing his dog whistles. And 5 minutes in, this kid, and they got it all on footage. He gets up. He walks over, and there's a fucking police officer that's there for security. And he's asking him a question. And while the cop kind of bends its head down to kind of hear him because it's loud as shit in there, he went for the guy's gun. Again, this guy's 110 pounds soaking wet versus Las Vegas seasoned police officer. He gets vomited on hourly and screamed profanities at for breakfast. Like, this guy is not going to be fazed. So this kid goes for his gun, and he gets him like contained in a second. And the documentary is all about him.
I just linked a picture of him.
Yeah. And like, you can tell he's a sweet looking kid, but there's something a little off with him. But the whole thing is about him being awaiting sentencing because they had to wait to see what the results of the election were going to be. And because that was going to affect ultimately what his charge was going to be. He was facing 20 years to life. I won't ruin the ending for you, but check it out. It's called The Boy Who Tried to Kill Trump. It's on YouTube. It's free. And it's a pretty dope documentary. And I heard none of this. I had never heard any breath of this at all until I saw this video.
Wow.
Yeah.
So wish he'd have succeeded. It would have saved us a lot of fucking heartache. Oh, yeah. Wait, that's illegal to say.
the pre-cogs.
Nobody is responsible for Danny's comments except Danny.
Yeah, yep.
That wasn't.
These are not the comments and views of not another podcast.
Tom Cruise and the pre-cogs are going to kick in Danny's door any second now.
So we have 5 minutes left on my recording. Otherwise, I have to upgrade to pro, and I'm not going to do that. So we have two choices. I don't think I can do a second one back to back. So one of you would have to set up a new meeting, and we can continue talking, or we can end it here.
I wouldn't mind continuing this discussion. Yeah, however, I don't have an option to
set it up. You can, Bryce?
Yeah, I can set it up.
Okay.
Awesome.
So I'm going to save this recording. I'm stopping now. All right, cool.
Consider
right.
Don't be a James.
It says recording. Record. It says recording. So
if you've worked in radio any length of time, you have committed the cardinal sin of forgetting to hit record. And it's a Murphy's fucking law of recorded sound. It will be the best show you've ever fucking had. The most relaxed, the most you're relaxed because there's one less thing that's nagging at you. And that's, you know, being able to account for it, you know?
So back to the election. Another reason that Trump is trying to stall is he's trying to hamstring the Biden presidency because they can't hold high level intelligence meetings until they have been certified by, there's an office in the government that once they're certified that they have won the election, they get access to millions of dollars. They can start doing background checks on people holding top secret clearance level meetings. And they can't do any of that stuff until this one person accepts that they have won the election. So they're hamstrung by that.
Do you think this is just a tactic by Trump to keep to give himself enough time to clear his browser history?
Probably. But I did hear that Biden was ready for that too, and they raised $7 million to get their own work done before that money is released.
Good. I'm glad he was smart. They were smart enough to think ahead of time on that.
They were ready.
Yep.
You know, it's like I know that by himself Trump could basically he's fucked himself out of this election. I don't see it so much as Joe won it. I see it as Trump lost it.
Agree with that.
Yeah. Because I seem like because of his wacky, if he would have played the game a little bit and started like just played nice and made some bullshit promises that he had no intention of keeping during
whole presidency.
Well, but actually making it sound like there's some kind of an attempt of him to try and show some sign of benevolence to the people that he's supposed to be fucking serving. But no, he spent it bitching, pissing, moaning, and complaining about him and how things are, and like, oh, this coronavirus or whatever. He loves the news coverages. He gets to go out there every day. He gets to see his face on the fucking, you know, on the screens and everything else. But nothing is being done. He doesn't give a fuck. And he spent this entire year that he could have done anything. And it would have helped and almost probably most assuredly assured him a second term. But he fucked himself up so much that it gave Joe a chance. And Joe now is trying to utilize all the tools at his disposal to make sure that it sticks. And it's just like, I want this goddamn nightmare.
I know. I want it to be fucking over. January with our new president.
You know?
Yeah, I agree with that, Jim. If he had done anything with the virus, if he had taken it seriously an ounce of time, he would have sailed through this election.
See, I disagree a little bit with that because his base is the base that's anti-maskers.
But he would have pulled maskers over to his side.
I don't know. I think he would have pissed off a lot of his base though.
Yeah.
I don't know if it would have been a sale. I think he may have won. It would have been closer for him. He would have had a better chance.
Yeah,
I don't know why ounce of time tickled me so much.
Like it ounce sounded, of time.
It sounded like a Beverly Cleary book, like an ounce of time. The story of a turnip that comes to life and ruins a country.
There is truth. Well, let's face it, though, boys and girls, this country was fucked up long before Trump got here. He just made it painfully obvious how bad it really is.
Well, yeah, I completely 100% agree with that. I've always said these last 4 years, the best part about Trump being president is it shone a light on the gaps that we needed, that we need filled. Ha ha, move past it. So it showed us the gaps in our government that was not apparent to the people, right? But what I think we all underestimated was how cavernous those fucking gaps were.
Yeah.
Holy
shit.
Well, I think what helped form those gaps is, and it's fundamentally Trump's whole thing, is he is a man without shame. Yeah. And it's why normal rules and, you know, diplomacy don't work on a guy that doesn't have any fucking shame. He doesn't give a shit. He will climb down into the mud and drag you with him because he lives down there. He lives with the pigs and the fucking slop and the grossness of human existence. He doesn't mind
down our tax.
Yeah, because so long as you're down there with him and he can stay a millimeter above you, he's better in his mind, and that's what helps him sleep at night. Mm-hmm. And it's it's such a fragile, tiny ego. It's ironic that he used the nickname Snowflakes for those people that were opposed to him because he epitomizes a snowflake. They overheat exceptionally easily. They're very fragile, and they're really only scary when they're in mass. And that's about it.
Can we talk about this? All the right wing fuck your feelings crowd saying,
can we talk?
Be gentle to my feelings. Or my guy lost. Man, no, go fuck yourself, you abusive piece of shit. I do not care about it. Fuck your feelings because you told me to fuck mine for the last 4 years.
Sam.
It's not just Menstrata talking, okay?
I love that they're all running to the new right wing platforms of social media as well. That's the safest of fucking space I've ever seen.
Like, enjoy your echo chamber, you
exactly
close-minded asshole.
And they took down a Devin Nunez's cow. They fucking took down some of his posts. Talk about free speech. God. Free speech for them. Fucking idiots.
Yep. Because it's only like, right if it's filled with venomous poison. Otherwise,
it's only right if it's untrue.
That too.
I see. With Pennsylvania in particular, I feel that because he has done so much and interfered so much and just basically did all that he could to discredit the whole process that Pennsylvania has done during the course of counting the votes one way or another, that when it comes time to cast the electoral vote, it'd be like, you know what? Fuck him. You know, I'm done with this shit. You know, I can't stand, you know, this, you know, and regardless, it's what the people want. So it's going to be a real easy choice for me, you know. But again, we're hoping that these people are swayed still by some semblance of human emotion and have not been bought and sold so completely. You know, we're at the point now where it's coming down to prayer and hope. You know, that's what I did when I voted. I walked up to the lady. And I said, can I keep this Sharpie? Kidding. I walked up and I was like, yeah, is this it? And she's like, yeah, there you go. And she's like, you can just go home now. I'm like, yeah, and pray. And that's exactly what the fuck I did. I don't do it often. Broke out the altar and the goat's blood and the fucking leggings. Man, it took for a fucking ever.
Yeah, you had to Crisco yourself in and out of them? No, I'm just kidding. Yeah,
but if Lothan, Dark Lord of the Underworld, is going to help anyone, he's going to help me.
Yeah. You're right. He is pretty. You guys are tight like that.
So
we've drifted some.
One of the things that's been pissing me off the most is this. They're trying to delegitimize this election. Trump and his whole team have been doing everything they can to make people believe that there was all this fraud and all this shit. So I started looking up some articles, and of course Fox News is one of the first fucking websites you see, which is a bad thing to start off. This is an opinion piece by Tucker Carlson, so fuck that.
My
it's already
God.
Full of lies.
It should be fair and balanced. Give him a chance.
Fuck
I
him.
Hate
a
him
fucking
so
judge
much.
Even said you can't believe anything he says is true.
His own employer said that too.
Yeah. Yeah, you can't take him serious. So basically
I was
the
just
opinion
say, fuck
piece.
Him in, fuck him in half with a chainsaw made of broken glass. Okay, go.
So this is, yes, dead people voted in this election, and Democrats made it helped make it happen. So false, right off the fucking bat.
Yeah, unequivocally false.
Even allegedly. Even if there were fraudulent votes, so this is pretty easy to find out. What happens is they're verified before they're counted. Mm-hmm. So even if all these dead people, quote unquote, that he thinks voted, did vote, if their votes were cast, they would catch it before they counted it. Also, with people mailing in a ballot and going to the polls to vote, they only count one of them.
Yep.
Yeah.
It's so maddening. And a big part of it is our education system is fucking garbage in this country.
Yeah.
It is garbage because people don't
before.
Understand. Well, it was way before. Yeah.
Yeah, no, I know.
She definitely hasn't helped. But Our education system is such shit in this country that you look at the states that have the poorest education, like Texas. They have one of the most regressive education systems. That's why they're consistently solid red.
Although, like this time around.
It was closer.
Holy
it was a lot
shit.
Closer. Yeah. But if you look at the data, it full on says the more education you have, the more liberal your political ideology is.
Well, yeah. I mean, if they keep people basic, then all they're going to want is food, guns, and
exactly.
lots of explosions on the TV. But exactly. Bryce, let me address some of the comments made by my constituent, Mr. Carlson here. Now, when we say dead people, now, if we speak fondly of someone who may have passed, then aren't they alive in our hearts, and shouldn't their vote be allowed to be heard?
How much is
exactly
that check that someone else gave
if
you?
If they can make it, if they can write it, then yes.
Make your mark, man.
if man
can do
not
it too.
Able to physically mark it, no.
Isn't that lifeist? Isn't that thinking about the living impaired?
Ableism. ableism at its finest.
Look, they can't physically materialize. We need to materialize for them. How we do it. First of all,
man, I didn't realize I needed my hip waders for this level of bullshit.
Oh,
I like that.
You're gonna need a bigger sub. Yeah, well, no, fucking Giuliani tried playing that shit, and he's just like, yeah, he's like, not Joe Frazier, I forget, there's a famous boxer who passed away from Philly that he quotes as like, he's like, yeah, he's like, he's been voting since, I don't know when, so, you know, for the past like 18 years or whatever, you know, of course he was a Republican, so maybe I should, you know, not be so upset. It's like, even your bullshit is bullshit. Like, oh my God, it's like you're talking about, like, oh, even if he was alive, he would probably still be backing your dumb ass. Probably not, because you're standing in front of a yard debris drop-off center, and there's a fucking Subaru full of, like, lawn clippings that needs to fucking be out. And that's all I have. I yield the rest of my time.
So if we're talking about, you know, being a lifist, okay, the living impaired. Yeah. What about people who are married to inanimate objects, like the body pillows or the real life women? Like, don't they deserve a vote too? Yeah.
No.
Well, it's only if they voted the way their husband did.
Bryce?
I mean, that's how we're supposed to vote. I'm not married, but every other man in my life told me who I should vote for.
That's wow. That's shocking.
That's sad. That's
terrifying. That was effortless. You see how she just slipped into that?
It's sad.
You know, you guys, women, okay, we're way too emotional to make this kind of decision.
Thank you.
Okay, we need guidance. Bryce just covers his face.
I'm so sad. Because we could have had Hillary Clinton running the country for the last 4 years.
I know.
And the pandemic would have been over before it began.
We could have had Bernie fucking Sanders running the country for the last 4 years.
I would have loved that, but I am going to agree that I think Biden was the only one who could have beat Trump.
You know what? Ryan and I talked about that yesterday. Looking at how this all played out the way it did, we both agreed with that. We both said the same thing, and I totally agree.
I would have loved
don't think Biden
Sanders.
Would have done it. Sanders wouldn't have done it.
I think people like Sanders and AOC, they have some phenomenal ideas, but there's too many people in the country that are still too far right, that are just tiptoeing into centrism, that we're going to have to slowly pull this country. We got to pull that Overton window back to the left. Because you look at other countries that, like Norway, Finland, those countries, socialist countries, they see Sanders and AOC and they're like, that is really right-leaning. They have some really right-leaning policies because we're not even close to those socialist countries.
No. And the worst part about it too is, you know, I've realized over the last 4 years, the word commie has become a swear word yet again. Here and I was thinking that term died with the Cold War, but hey, fuck me. What do I know? And what bothers me,
they gotta scare grandma and grandpa.
Well, and that's the thing. It's like the people who want to use the word commie as a swear, or, oh, you know, socialism. Yeah, go live in your socialist country. It's like, dude, do you understand the true definitions of those two words?
Yeah.
Because I'm betting you don't. Otherwise, you're slinging it like you were calling someone a cunt.
They're throwing it around willy-nilly without actually knowing anything about it. And I'm just like...
They conflate it. The Fox News and the Republican Party have done a great job of conflating socialism and communism so that their base thinks that that's the same thing. And it's not even close.
Not even remotely.
One of the best memes I've seen.
I mean, true communism in general just means that nobody ever earns more than the other. You support one another. Now, in small cases, small villages, things like that, tribal communities, communism works really, really well. In large scale, it doesn't pan out so well because people always want more than what they work for.
Yeah. Or it's a great idea, but it's not useful in practice.
Things like that.
That's the reason socialism is
perfect.
Not
practical on large scale.
Yeah, yeah. So one of the best memes I've seen, because people are so terrified that Biden's going to raise taxes on the ultra wealthy. The best meme I've seen This is a picture of the popcorn ceiling. You know, that fucking rough, hard shit on your ceiling. It said, if you grew up with that, you do not have to worry about these tax policies.
Yes, and I saw that with the refrigerator, too. If you have this kind of refrigerator, you don't have to worry about it. And I don't understand the poor person's obsession with defending the uber rich's taxes.
I know. Okay. All right. You guys ready for this? Okay. So they are just down on their luck millionaires.
Okay.
They're millionaires that are just down on their luck.
Yeah. Hey, you know what
it is.
It's like, I identify as a millionaire. Okay.
Exactly. Gosh. So they're bootstrappers. So one day they could be millionaires. They could be billionaires. They're not going to be. They don't understand how it works.
Nope.
But there's that chance. There's that fucking flea hair chance that they could be a millionaire. So they don't want to have those policies. And they're under the ideology that trickle-down economics is actually a thing.
Now, here's the thing. Now, I've considered this from my point of view.
That's called Jim.
It is. Trickling down your leg. The thing about it is that I've come to understand is the mentality of the person who backs up the support of the billionaire, you know, not getting taxed higher or at least equally. The rationale behind it that I've come to understand is that they're under this mentality of, well, where does it stop? Where does it end? If they're able to do that to them, what's going to stop them from doing it to me? And that mentality, that fear mentality of something completely irrational is sadly what's putting us in the situation we're in, where we have poor people backing up billionaires and going, no more taxes. It's like,
and the insane,
y'all missed it.
The insane part about that is, you're right. And the insane part about that is not real, like someone not realizing that you pay more taxes than, you know, this uber rich guy here.
Oh yeah.
Like
Bezos pays virtually nothing.
Like
I actually, when we were talking about the,
I said illogical
setting
irrational.
When we were talking with James about doing our own platforms this week, I actually did some research. And,
we'll push that off to next week when we're all here.
Well, it turns out like during the 40s and like if you look back during the time of our best economic and civilization growth was during the 40s and 50s, and during that time, the top whatever percent it was paid about 80% of the taxes. And it shows just like this massive growth of like, you know, healthcare and education and everything. We were a competitor. We were showing that, you know, we were investing in ourselves and this was the fruits of our labor. And then it came along and these rich people were like, you know, we're getting, you know, getting really tired of having to work so hard to stay this rich. You know, what can we do to make that easier? And so suddenly it became about protecting their wealth. So, you know, if we could get back to that somehow, because there's such a just it's a cartoonish gap between the classes.
Yeah.
So I started researching that a little while ago because Ryan and I had to take my earpiece off and mute myself. I'm like, hey, Ryan, just to make sure he went back upstairs because he's one of those like, well, why should we tax the rich more? And I'm just like, why should we not? So we're very like opposite on this. And I saw this great YouTube video and I cannot find it again for the life of me. But it was an illustration and they did it in like potatoes and they visually showed how it worked. And about 72% taxing the uber rich is like they found, and every decade is going to be a little different, but about 72% is where they should be for everyone to be prosperous in every, in our economy. So I was like, oh, this great video. And I was trying to explain it because I'm really bad at regurgitating some of these things when it comes to numbers. But I'm like, no, really, it makes sense. So, but I'm like, why shouldn't Elizabeth Warren's plan, 0.2% tax increase would pay for all of these programs. Yeah. I think that's what it was. I mean, like, that's it. That is it. Why not raise that? It's a drop in their bucket. They won't feel it.
Yep.
See, my thing about it is at this rate, the common, you know, normal jagoffs of the world, we're getting hit at about, what, 25, 28%, give or take, of our overall 40. Income over the course of the year. All I want to see is a flat rate across the board. So if you're making $6 million a year, guess what? 20% is going to seem like a lot more to you than it would to somebody only making like $40,000 a year. 20% doesn't hit quite as bad, but
another
your shit gets funded.
Another argument that I hear a lot is, well, they work really hard for their money.
Bullshit.
Fuck, bitch, so do I.
Bullshit.
You know?
I don't know a single bitch. Solitary motherfucker on this planet who holds a job and doesn't work hard for their money. I don't
right.
care. Fuck what you say.
Yeah.
Fuck, bitch, flat rate this bitch and tell them to shut the fuck up.
Fuck, bitch. These mushroom lickers are walking around like cunts thinking that they own shit, and I'm sick of it.
With their ounce of time in this universe.
Just that. Give me
they
got to
stop buying their new iPhones and their lattes. Oh, that's gosh. Why they're all poor.
Yeah, right. Because God forbid we have 1 ounce of happiness in our day-to-day life.
And who needs $113 billion? Who's going to fucking spend that?
Yeah, who? Ryan and I call that fuck you money.
Yeah, that is literally fuck you money.
Yeah.
I just came up with a thought that might help explain some of this. The detachment of reality between the wealthy and, you know, us. That being such a thing where they're so out of touch with really what it takes for people to have any kind of sustainable anything, that they think that giving them small crumbs is sufficient enough. Like, mm-hmm. you hear these guys talking about, like, you know, they can't handle a $400 emergency if it comes up. For the vast majority of us, no. But you sure as fuck can. You probably have that
bucks
on
is
you.
Nothing. Yeah.
You probably have $400 on you at all fucking times. Mm-hmm. The education needs to go both ways. They have the best of fucking everything at their disposal, mm-hmm. so everything looks fine. We have the worst of everything that's available, yeah. and everything looks like shit. And so we complain, and we look around, and we complain, and we say, this needs to get fixed. And they look around, and they say, what?
It looks right to me.
This looks great. Yeah. This looks fine.
Yep.
This top tier right here.
And I know, like, my story is pretty common. Like, I was living in a one-bedroom apartment working two jobs, and I'm still coming up every pay cycle to, like, $10 at the end, just white-knuckling it through until the next paycheck. Mm-hmm. And I'm not a frivolous spender. I will hunt down those deals. I am a frugal person, and I'm still coming up with just so little. And I'm working not entry-level at a corporate job that did not pay all of my bills.
Nope. Yeah.
You say you're a thrifty spinner, some nice headphones you got in that gamer chair. Just saying.
This is a hand-me-down.
Yeah, you like the
some other wealthy person
table chair here?
Oh, yeah, No, Danny and I are in the slums. We're in the crumbs right now. We are crumb people.
I'm not saying.
We fell off from the sandwich of society some time ago. No one even noticed that we were gone, man. And look at you getting your hand down gamer fucking chairs. I'm sitting on a sack of sadness right here. And it's never empty. It's always full.
I get you about 20 or 30,000 podcasts out this chair.
I got a new job. I got a new job that paid me more, that allowed me to actually put money away, and I could quit my second. Actually, it was Obama's final what's it called when the president just does what
executive
he wants?
Order.
It's executive order. It was his final executive order to raise the minimum of salaried employees that I could quit my job. So here's mm-hmm. what happened. So when Trump took over, he actually canceled that. But the company I worked for implemented it a cycle early than it was required. So my pay went from like my breadcrumbs to half a slice of bread. And so
half a slice.
I know exactly what order you're talking
She's
about.
She's got yeah. bread money.
Yes. So that white bread money.
She's got that diaper money.
Got that wheat bread. I can get wheat. I don't need to buy dollar store bread anymore.
Wait, there's other
you can
breads?
Get Wonder Bread.
Yeah. Filler bread. That's what I meant by white bread.
I had a treasure map for that once upon a time.
But the company, and then, I mean, what are they going to do? Reverse it? Like, the money that they're putting out to raise these people to for fucking living wages in central fucking Ohio, it would be less painful than the backlash they would get to reverse that order. So I just fucking lucked out. And then I got another job, which then raised me up to where I was now, but then lost that job because of this company's shitty practices. So they had $1 billion. And if you look up this, you can know what fucking company. They had $1 billion in fines for crappy trading practices. And instead of taking it out of their $9 billion third quarter earnings, they fired 19,000 people to save $1 billion to pay that off. So yay for me. Day four of unemployment. I'm doing great, guys.
First of all, Samantha, I would just want to
third month
come to the defense of Mr. Stark and all of Stark Industries for apologizing for having to let you go. There was a lot of people that we lost a lot of good people on that day. Okay.
My last name is Stark. God damn it.
Ironically enough. Yes. I know Tony feels just sick about it.
My nephew is Tony Stark.
He cried on his own personal, fur hand towel that cost $75,000. He wept openly when he found out that you had to be let go. But I know, I figure it was in poor taste to have you all come into one room and then have a person come in dressed in purple with a gauntlet on and then snap their fingers and you all look kind of confused. And then they said, oh, the snap means that you're all been fired. But hey, didn't snap you out of existence. Count your blessings. Your check's over there. Get the fuck out. No, we don't validate parking.
Right. I mean, I will say that the resources that they gave us are really great. So I can't, you know, the resources are awesome. And my severance is really good.
That's something I think companies should be required to do, like especially big companies. They should be required to give employees that they lay off good resources for finding new jobs.
And that is one positive. To do it. Yeah. Like I might have got fucked in the ass, but I got fucked with lube. So that's a good thing.
You got your half a piece of bread and you're getting fucked with lube. Look at you.
There you go. Yeah. See, I'm doing rolling great. Hair,
new headphones. Fuck yeah. You're doing
these
great.
These are not new. Oh my gosh. Look, they're broken. Okay. Fuck. God.
Well, you rich people don't appreciate anything, do you?
Bullshit.
Living you upper lower tower. Class people.
That's a pretty bird you got there, Sam.
it's the same excuse that they have with Medicare for all or like universal health care. They're afraid of their taxes being raised, but they don't understand that if you're not paying health insurance costs, your taxes generally are lower than what your health care costs would be. You sit down and do the math and you generally save thousands of dollars a year with the Medicare for all. I wish.
I know, right? Yeah, it's these are things that I don't want to look into them. I just want to be able to live my life and get paid.
Exactly.
And do my thing.
I just had a fucking kid.
Now I have to like read.
Ruth, and by the way, openly on the podcast, congratulations, buddy.
Thank you. Well, and I didn't actually have the kid.
But you know.
But you were the emotional support and we all know that's
you
training.
Were a part of that. Lest we never forget.
You used your.
You just penis. Didn't have to do any of the heavy lifting. That's all.
I contributed very little.
Yeah, you used your penis to press play on the baby maker, and that's very important.
It's very similar to a bread maker.
Yeah. Drag points. I mean, there is a bun in the oven. So.
Yeah. See.
Getting too yeasty for me.
I just want to say my daughter is the fucking cutest. So
yeah,
that's all I can say.
That's hell exciting. Yeah.
Brownie points to you, buddy.
I was talking to Ryan and like we've talked about having a kid and all that and like what our future is going to look like. We've been together 4 years as of last month, and so I was like, you know, all of our friends' kids are so cute. Like all of them. All of our friends' kids are genuinely cute.
We should have them.
And I was like, statistically, I think we're gonna have the potato baby.
When we had our son,
potato baby.
When we had our son several years back, the nurse that delivered him was like, "You guys have a very cute baby," and she's like, "There's times the baby comes out, and I have to say, oh, it's a healthy baby,
because oh, no. It's not
cute." Nice way of saying it.
Oh no! So if the nurse says you have a really healthy baby, I have the potato baby.
Damn, that's ugly, baby.
I'm really sad right now.
Does pug run in your family? I'm just. We have a pool going. We're trying to figure it out.
Shih Tzu, maybe.
Just the face. There's something wrong with its face.
Some Shar Pei.
What did they do to his eyes? Nose, mouth, cheeks,
listen,
jaw.
Damn it, we're gonna have the potato baby. Damn. And Ryan almost, like, he was driving and he almost drove the car off the side of the road. He was laughing so hard. He's like, what? I'm like, statistically, someone has to have the ugly baby at some point. I don't want it to be us.
Yeah, you see, we're just not gonna have kids, and for that reason alone, I am exempt from the rule of worrying about the damned ugly baby.
This is, we never talk about my brother Spud. He lives down in the crawl space. We feed him fish heads.
My brother's nickname is Spud. That's what I call him, because he looks like a potato.
Well, what's terrifying too, though, and this was something I was looking into or found out about, like in my early 20s, apparently having eczema can potentially not only lead to your child having eczema too, but could, in rare cases, lead to harlequin-type ichthyosis, which is horrible for children. Mm-hmm. It literally means that their skin doesn't develop properly, so when they come out, they look like a, well, it's just fucked up. Very few survive past early ages. There's been one or two that I think made it to their 20s, I think. But it's pretty rough shit. And it was like, you know, if we don't have kids, I don't think that's going to hurt my feelings. Because that would suck.
It's thickened skin over nearly the entire body at birth. Wow. The skin forms large diamond-shaped plates that are separated by deep cracks.
Oh, I have heard of this.
Yeah. And that's, it's rough, man.
It's harlequin because it looks like the old, yeah.
Yep, harlequin-type ichthyosis. It is a rough disorder. And apparently people who have eczema can potentially be
how common is that?
Low. Yeah. It's really rare, but it's still a possibility. And it's like, you know.
Well, Danny, how leathery is your semen? Let's start there.
Doesn't yours come out like a strip that you
can
tie
like
your sleeve with? Because I'm pretty sure mine does. I haven't tried it yet, but damn it, if it's not just one nice long stringer.
I braid my semen into like a lovely shaw.
Yeah.
Macrame.
I think I made a friendship bracelet out of it, you know. Nobody wanted to be my friend, though. It was weird.
Come be my friend.
You just friendship bracelet yourself.
So it used to be nearly always fatal, but that is not the case now. Figured out how to treat it. So basically
it sounds like a rough way to start.
Yes. Yeah. So it's like an extreme moisturization to help protect the skin. And then basically the outer layer will eventually peel off, but always the risk of infection because it's all raw.
I've dermis. Seen that on one of those medical Marvel shows.
It's rough shit. Looks like a relatively good outcome.
Moisturization.
See, extreme moisturization. You know what this means? They got to put the baby in like the Luke Skywalker tank, like in Empire, when they find him in the snow to kind of get him warm. Yeah, they got to put the baby in one of those, and he's got the little thing, and they get to bang on it or whatever.
The condition occurs. Like, I should have said Rico in 300,000
Rico, Starship
people.
Troopers, there, buddy. Yeah,
he had a similar tank.
Bryce, is that just in the U.S. or is that worldwide?
I believe it's worldwide. Rates are higher among certain ethnic populations with a higher likelihood of... let's see. What is that? Where's the
Let's link? Put it this way. I am a high danger individual.
Yeah, there's a something, another link. I can't see it right here, but there's another link that increases the likelihood.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's no bueno. No bueno. But yeah, so don't worry. Sam, you're guaranteed the potato baby.
Yay. So, thank you for listening to Not Another Podcast. There are so many places for you to find us outside of www.notanotherpodcast.com. For instance, you can find us on Facebook at Not Another Podcast. You can also find us on Tumblr at www.notanotherpodcast.tumblr.com. You can also find me, Samantha Stark, on Twitter at SamanthaStark3. And you can find James on Twitter as well under James Spooky, spelled with an I-E, not A-Y. And you wanted it, you asked for it, you got it. You can also find us now on iTunes under, you guessed it, Not Another Podcast. We'll talk to you soon. Peace out, Not Another Podcasters.